7.
J.
9.
W.
3.
X.
Status?
Directive progress achieved.
Good. You're next.
I'm not proceeding without further information.
I'm limited in my mission knowledge.
Why wasn't I given a full briefing?
I'm limited in my mission knowledge.
I was presented a variable situation I was not prepared for.
I'm limited in my mission knowledge.
I'm not asking for your mission knowledge. I'm asking you, the person I'm speaking with.
That is not an operational mode for me.
I had to improvise. Perform emotions I wasn't ready to.
Perhaps they think not knowing will be of use to you.
He's not like us. He's hurting children. He doesn't represent our interests.
In your perspective, you're torturing your assistants.
That's different. They've given themselves to this. I feel that he is a risk.
There are calculated risks that need to be taken. No matter what, you are not to deviate from your directive.
What if I gain knowledge of his infidelity to our objective?
You are not to deviate from your directive. Doing so will result in immediate termination. I'm saying this for your own sustainability.
This is bigger than me. I don't value my own sustainability. I've dedicated myself to our objective.
Then trust that leadership has the objective in mind and follow orders. Your next directive is to gain firm commitment.
In what way?
Permanent commitment. You are assigned to the target for the duration of your life.
Understood.
Pinball Productions presents The Greater Good, a motion podcast series. Written and directed by Adam Zoff. Starring John Forrest, Neil Hopkins, Alana White, Inte Kim, Rissa Montañez, and Michael Mao. To enjoy other Pinball Productions, visit pinballproductions.com. Episode 7, Double Blind.
Hawkins, get in my office. Where the fuck have you been?
I told you, Barstow.
Barstow? You say that like I didn't get a call that you were questioned at the site of a double homicide.
I'm not a suspect. I wasn't questioned.
They asked you questions, didn't they? Why the hell were you there?
I was doing my job. And by the way, I'd say I'm onto something.
Yeah, no shit. You care to share what with your superior officer?
I don't know everything yet.
Oh, well, sorry, George R.R. Martin. I didn't know you had a couple more chapters of Lord of the Rings to knock out.
George R.R. Martin writes Game of Thrones.
Who gives a fuck what nerd writes what? Everything you know now.
It's not drugs.
Their son was a junkie. They got hacked to death in their kitchen. Don't tell me it's not drugs.
It wasn't him.
So who was it?
I don't know. I'm still looking at leads. But it's something tied to the missing persons. A conspiracy.
You didn't tell that to the detective who called me.
You know local cops. You want them investigating this?
Hell no. I'm just surprised you, Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, would withhold information. I'm going to ask you a question, Hawkins. And I want an honest answer. Have you spoken to the son?
No.
Are you getting yourself in some shit you can't dig out of, Hawkins?
No. Promise.
All right. So what's next?
I need to surveil a location. I need a van and some gear.
What?
Good morning, my lady.
Warning! There's an orchestra in your foyer.
I thought it might be nice to wake up to.
It is, I guess.
I also invited a stylist I've worked with to come by with a rack of appropriate clothing for you to pick from.
Oh, did you?
I did. I have plans for us today.
It's Monday, don't you billionaire types work?
Yes, but you are worth an exception. Take a shower, get dressed. Breakfast will be waiting in the dining room. Then we are off to a surprise. Blast from your past.
My past?
You're gonna love it.
There's an abnormal foot traffic pattern for a Monday. People are flooding into the other buildings. Just a trickle for 446 Flower Street.
We still don't have a hit on facial recognition. No one from the missing persons list has shown up. You were right. They cleared out.
There has to be some sort of presence not too far away.
If they had multiple floors in one building, why not multiple buildings in one downtown?
So anyone, anywhere, anytime could be part of it. Great. Just great.
I'm sorry about the uncomfortable truths you are learning.
Tell us more of what you can tell us.
In each office, there were three types of employees. There are those called drones, foot soldiers. They're drugged to the point of mindlessness, typically bigger, strong. They help chiefly with bringing down the new hires that they resisted. Then there are those at my level. We have indoctrination training. We're implanted with devices to monitor our location, our vitals.
What about now?
I cut mine out.
Oh, gotcha.
What about the others?
A level above me are the directors. They show extreme dedication to the objective. They're given an advanced, permanent procedure.
What kind of permanent procedure?
Brain surgery.
That's pretty permanent.
It removes their emotional reactions. They're like cyborgs.
No emotion at all?
Not exactly. They don't feel involuntary emotion, but they can make themselves project whatever emotions they want. Like a chameleon.
What else?
The drugs. The training. The surgeries. They leave people with violent tendencies. Against themselves and others.
That they can't control?
Sometimes yes. Sometimes no.
I guess you can't fuck with people's minds that much without some serious side effects.
This is all heavily controlled in theory, but still uses humans in the real world. I'm not sure what's behind it all truly knows how this is going to play out.
You keep alluding to them. You're positive you can't tell us.
If I could, I would. You need to see. Besides, you'll need the evidence to convince others.
Okay, so maybe they're cleared out. But how do we get in?
The conspiracy's biggest strength is its camouflage. It can operate in plain sight without anyone realizing its presence. But that's also its biggest weakness. Once you know what you're looking for, it's easy to spot and more vulnerable than if it had a visible defense. If you can spot them while also blending in.
So they're like a bug on a tree that looks like a tree. But if you know that and you also look like the tree, they're visible, but you're not.
Yes.
But what if they do see us?
All individuals are taught to prioritize the overall objective. They'll maintain their cover until they absolutely have to make themselves known. Out in the open, you should be safe. For the time being, they won't prioritize you over the bigger picture.
They won't drop everything just to try to kill us.
Unless we're threatening the overall objective.
Yes.
I'm confused. Anyone else confused?
Jasmine.
What? I'm trying to keep things a little light. Also, I am legit confused.
Here's the plan. There's a rear access door that would never quite shut. I think it was from years of regular people going out to smoke. No new hire ever got to it, so they never fixed it. You go in there. You take the stairs up to the 17th floor. Wear some business casual attire. Hold some folders and paperwork. They'll assume that anyone in the building are going to be new tenants. Also, I can't go. They have facial recognition as well.
So we have to do this? Ay Dios.
I'll go. Alone.
That won't work. They didn't trust us to go to certain places alone. Two people were needed to access the more secure areas.
Okay, but what sort of key did you even use to gain access?
Thumbprint.
So even if they haven't shut the fingerprint scanners down, how are she and I supposed to gain access with the only person who can still sitting down here?
Easy. The scanners were across the room from each other, so no one person could reach both. But that's not a problem if you each have one of my thumbs.
What the fuck?
Rick. Kevin. Sorry.
Look, what we're trying to defeat here, even in one small battle of what's going to be a much bigger war, is counting on us to be selfish, cowardly. To overcome it, we have to be brave and selfless.
Selfless, not thumbless.
This plan if the scanners are still operational, will work.
You want to cut off your thumbs. So how do we know you're not just some crazy person who killed his parents?
That's a fair question.
You don't. You can leave any time. I'll take that as confirmation you still believe me. You get to my office on the 17th floor. Inside the air conditioning vent is a thumb drive.
So many thumbs. Ugh.
You go to this location on the 18th floor. If the thumb scanners work, you'll get access.
But if we get access, then they'll probably know.
Correct. Your time will be limited after that. Insert the drive where I tell you. If they do come, they will go directly to the 18th floor. So after you see what I need you to see and record it on your phone, you can't rush. You can't seem out of place. You need to make your way down past any presence as it comes and remain calm. They'll be looking for me, not you.
Because of all the thumbs.
Jasmine.
Yes, because of the thumbs.
Jesus.
Oh, come on, Hawkins. This is fun. I mean, it's super dangerous and insane, but it's fun.
Big Bear, I can't ski.
Neither can I. Just figured your parents would appreciate the scenery coming from Texas.
My parents?
I know you haven't spoken to them in some time, Audrey, but...
My parents?
Are you upset?
I don't know what I am.
I think you should heal, Audrey. I care about you.
I wasn't sure you cared about anything.
Well, maybe you've unlocked something in me.
You're right. I should heal. I want to see them.
I'm so happy you see things that way.
Callum, let's just do this.
Right, yeah, sounds good. Audrey? Mr. and Mrs. Norton.
Audrey, it's so wonderful to see you.
We've missed you so much.
I missed you so much, too. Callum...
Would you like a moment alone?
Yes, I think that would be best.
Of course, I'll be right outside.
Who the fuck are you people?
That is no way to speak to your father.
Whatever your directive is, do not interfere with mine.
We're looking forward to a very pleasant lunch.
Fuck off.
Have we thought of everything we can? Do we need to do this today?
Hawkins, we have a window.
I know, but...
But what? Do you believe him?
About what he's actually told us? Yeah, maybe, I think. Do you believe him?
His parents are dead, and I don't think he did it. And the data...
The data says something is definitely happening.
I found them. We got them. Here.
Good. Last chance to turn back.
I'm going. Hawkins? Hawkins?
Oh, okay. I believe. I'm in.
This is really nice.
It is, isn't it?
Thank you so much for your hospitality.
Yes, Callum. Mom, Dad, this is really wonderful.
You know, there is something I want to ask both of you now that we're all together.
Oh, I'm getting goose pimples.
Me too.
Audrey and I have only known each other a short time. And while I've never thought I would be someone to settle down, I have to say everything I previously thought has been turned upside down by meeting your daughter.
Oh, here it comes.
You're going to be so wonderful together.
Audrey, would you do me the honor of killing your parents with me?
What?
I didn't see your face. Did we get her or what?
Sure did.
Oh, honey, you are white as a sheet.
Callum, what's going on?
You can stop, Kristen.
I'm sorry?
Oh, please.
Oh, no. My husband seems to have fallen ill.
Go ahead, Kristen. It's time for you to advance. Now kill your mother or you won't get dessert.
Callum.
I know everything.
These clothes are just as uncomfortable as I'd imagine. Ugh. How does anyone get anything done in this bullshit?
We're around the back of the building.
Look for some dead shrubbery.
Hawkins, over there.
We see it.
That's the door. Go in. The stairs will be down the hallway to your right.
Last chance to bail, Jasmine.
We each have a severed thumb in our pocket.
Fair enough.
Hawkins, camera.
Do not stare at the cameras.
Right. Bug on a branch. Bug on a branch. Bug on a branch.
I see the stairs, and there's a security guard.
Bug on a branch. Bug on a branch.
What color is he?
Oh, black.
He's not with them.
Excuse me? Shit.
Sorry. We're just looking at the building. For business.
Do you need some help?
We're fine.
Actually, do you know the square footage of the typical floor here?
I'm sorry, it's not really my department.
No problem. We'll just measure ourselves.
You're going the wrong way. The elevators are this way.
Right. Elevators.
Don't take the elevators.
We don't really have a choice. Bug on a branch.
There you go.
Right. So much.
Why is it bad we're on the elevators?
The ride will be time-stamped, and there's a camera in the corner.
Great. This is going just great.
Kristen, dear, follow your directive.
Kellum, tell me everything now, or I shoot you.
Ooh. These are getting spicy now. And I would not advise that. Our mutual acquaintances would not be pleased.
I'm waiting.
You are everything I thought you'd be. I've auditioned several others before, and let's just say they did not make the grade.
You're not explaining yourself.
XRJ.
I don't...
XRJ, provide the confirming responses.
493.
There. Now we understand each other. Do you really think I let people waltz into my life in a matter of days?
I thought we had a connection.
Enough! You don't need to keep your facade up with me, Kristen. They contacted me 18 months ago. They saw what I was doing, and we found our interests aligned. My view of the world and theirs were symbiotic. And they believe that in order for me to reach my full potential, I needed a mate, a partner I can trust. You were given this scenario in order to show your dedication.
Oh, Kristen, dear, follow your directive.
Oh, Jesus. I am dedicated.
I can see that. But while you may have proven your loyalty to them, I need you to prove your loyalty to me. Eric, bring her in.
Who is that?
A blast from the past.
17th floor.
Global Unlimited? That is the fakest shit I've ever seen.
We're here. Where do we go?
Back left corner office. There's an air vent behind a cabinet. Inside is the drive.
While we do that, start telling us more.
I was here about 6 months before I was asked to attend a meeting on the 18th floor. It was a mix of managers and directors from all the supposed companies in the building. It seemed like nearly every floor.
Why were you given access? What prompted the change?
There was an advanced loyalty test.
You did something to prove you were capable of a higher level of trust.
Yes.
What?
I murdered a random human being.
Oh, fuck.
I was very different at that time. I thought I was part of something important. It turns out rejected candidates who have criminal histories are kept on a list for future use. Months later, they can be contacted, and when they arrive, they are executed on video by managers looking to advance. There's no turning back for a family member then.
Speaking of, we found the vent.
I thought about an engagement ring. Felt cliché. Then I thought of something much bigger to symbolize our commitment.
No.
Erica?
No!
Your sister, Daisy?
Erica, I heard your voice. Who is that man? What's happening?
Kellum.
Erica! What's going on? Why am I here?
She's not a part of this.
She is now.
This does not serve the objective.
Objective? What objective?
You do not know the full scope of the objective. But you can. And I need to know. To know I can trust you.
Erica, what's happening?
Oh, would you just shut up? You know this is the only way.
We're at the scanners. Jasmine.
Oh, this is so gross.
What happened at the meeting?
Attempt entry.
Not until you tell us.
Hawkins.
If this doesn't work, I'm not doing this all for nothing. Tell me, or we walk back downstairs.
We were given access to another level of the overall structure of the plan. Then we are to recruit and build a silent army for the purposes of infiltrating every aspect of life in the United States and around the world.
Why?
The core issues facing the human population, oppression, ignorance and misinformation, a broken political system, and a capitalistic economic system that doesn't care about humans.
Things are fucked, but everyone knows that.
But they're going to do something about it.
Correct. They believe in order to solve humankind's lack of humanity and ultimate self-destruction, they must take over.
Who are they?
Attempt entry.
Ready?
I know this is hard for you, Kristen, but that's the point.
This is not what our objective is about.
Our objective is to save humanity from itself. And you can't do that unless you put the objective above all. Kristen, I want to share my life with you. Everything I've created, everything I will create, the future, a future you know is going to happen, with or without you. You know if you don't seize this opportunity, there will be another in your place, and another, until one chooses to elevate themselves. Don't you believe in the objective?
Of course I do, but...
Do what you know you need to do.
In the conference room, there's a port underneath the table that drive fits in. Flip the switch next to it, and the monitor should appear.
Found it.
Monitor's coming down.
When you're ready, put in the drive.
What is that?
Them. We're a species that has shown no ability to cooperate with each other long-term or any desire to fix that. The answer could only come from outside humanity.
You're not saying what I think you're saying.
What you're looking at is some sort of language that is not and never was from Earth. I believe we've been watched from outside of our planet, and the determination has been made that we are not sustainable long-term as a species, and they are course-correcting.
That can't be true.
It absolutely can be. Was the day when they were going to make their presence known in some form going to come? Yes. Are we not an incredibly stupid species, wasting our time on Earth and killing each other constantly?
Yes, but...
Detective, does it all make sense?
It makes sense, Hawkins.
They want to wipe out human beings?
No. They want to train us. To be better, orderly.
Dear God.
There's a hit on the facial recognition. A drone. Are you recording?
I'm getting it. How long do we have?
2 minutes.
Hawkins, grab the mouse and open anything that looks important.
There's thousands of files.
There's another drone.
Hawkins!
Okay.
You don't understand. She's my baby sister. She looked up to me for everything.
It's the only way.
Can I say goodbye?
Of course.
I love you.
Your sister's been dead quite some time.
We need to go.
Keep opening files.
We've seen enough to investigate further.
It's bigger than us now, Hawkins.
Our work will end if we don't get out of here alive.
I'm not leaving until we get as much as we can.
They're making their way up.
Fine. Then take this.
You brought me a gun?
In case.
More drones are entering the building.
How much longer before they're on this floor?
30 seconds. Leave now or you're not gonna make it.
We have time.
You don't.
Jasmine.
Keep opening files.
Jasmine!
Fuck it. I'm coming your way.
What?
You said they'll recognize you.
I'm counting on it.
How do you fire a gun?
What do you mean?
Isn't there a trick?
A trick?
I guess not.
Hey, you two, where are you going?
We were just leaving.
Stop right there, or I'll shoot.
Fuck. We're not here to cause trouble.
Ah, bullshit. You two came in here 10 minutes later, the whole place is jumping off. Put your hands up and turn around.
Jasmine, when I turn, you dive.
Hawkins, no.
Okay, we're turning around. Now!
Ah! My fucking arm!
Sorry, buddy. It's just a pec muscle. You'll be fine. Let's go.
Hey! Hey, over here! Hey, you fucking fucks, I'm over here. I'm the one you want. I'm here to stop the objective.
Kevin!
That's right. That's right. Come here. You come here, you zombie fucks.
Don't react. Just keep walking.
They have to be stopped. No matter what. No matter what, they have to be stopped.
Jesus. Hawkins. They're taking him.
Don't look.
You can stop them. I hope.
8.
K.
4.
Q.
9.
E.
You were successful.
Yes. It was a test of me.
It was a test of both of you.
No, it wasn't. Let them know. It wasn't. Not for me.
You can do so yourself. You've advanced to more direct communication. Location 132. They'll be expecting you.
Your next directive is to encourage your engagement to run for political office.
President! Can you believe it? You think I can win?
Of course I do, darling. You're just the man for the job.
Sunny skies tomorrow in and around Oklahoma City. Just a slight chance of rain heading into the weekend. We're going to have to keep an eye out for that.
Hi there. I'm so sorry to bother you, but I found this little guy wandering the halls, and I was wondering if he was yours.
No. Sorry. Have a nice night.
Would you do me a favor and help me find his owner? There are so many doors I have to knock on.
I really don't have time.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll just call the police then.
I guess I could help you for a bit.
I really appreciate this. It was gonna take me forever.
Sure. What apartment do you live in, by the way?
Oh, me? I live on the top floor.
I don't think I've seen you before.
Really? I'm here all the time. I just have to check my mail. Follow me.
Aren't you worried about the dog?
Never mind the dog, Josh. Don't move, or I will blow your brains out and everyone at work will know.
That's not my name.
What you are now doesn't matter. You're going to come with us.
Nine.
What?
Nine.
He's speaking in some sort of identifying code.
Nine.
Fuck it. Pick his legs up.
I've got the dog.
Leave the dog. We were returning it to the shelter anyway.
Hawkins, do you really think we can do anything to stop this?
I don't know. I think the only question is, are we going to try? And considering there's another guy in my trunk, I think we know the answer.
We have a security threat. Two aggressors have been spotted in multiple locations. Once at the Los Angeles Hive, again in Oklahoma City. They've taken a manager hostage. Relocate the affected hive. Enact retrieval procedures. Track and terminate the aggressors.